to cost happened on the very day that the Jews celebrate the word of God coming to the Hebrew people on Sinai. Do you know that the word of God had already promised? He said, I've put these words in their hands, but I am going to write my commandments on the tables of their heart. And on the very day, everybody say the day. The very day where the Jewish people celebrate the word of God coming to them, God poured out his spirit at Pentecost. And it was the fulfillment of what the prophet said, that I'm going to put my word on the inside of them. Praise God. We know, going back to Genesis chapter 1, that when the spirit and the word came together, something was produced in that moment and in that atmosphere that radically changed the narrative. Before, it was formless and void and empty. And as soon as the spirit and word came together, there was an explosion of light and life and revelation. And what we are about to do in this service is we are opening up this pulpit for a word from God. Praise God. And what will happen in this place, if you will allow it to do so, is that the seed of the word of God will find its place in your heart, and something will be altered in this moment and in this service today. How many of you want to leave different than how you came? Praise God. We're so thankful that Brother Kadarius is here as he begins to come. Brother Kadarius is our youth pastor. He is an anointed man. We are going to receive the word of God today as it is indeed the word of God. Take your liberty, preach to us. God bless you, man of God.
Come on, why don't you extend that praise to God all over this building? Somebody worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords all over this building. Come on, high praises, high praises.
Adórele, adórele al Señor, aleluya. Levante sus manos.
Hallelujah. It feels good in the Lord's house today.
Se siente bien estar en la casa del
Señor
hoy.
Anybody thankful for the spirit that you feel in this house right now?
¿Alguien está agradecido el día de hoy?
Man, it is a honor to be before you today.
Es un honor estar aquí enfrente de ustedes el día de hoy.
I'm so glad God let me and my family in.
Estoy contento que el Señor me dejó a mí y a mi familia estar adentro.
Where would I be?
¿Dónde estaría?
You can ask yourself the question, where would you be?
Pregúntate a sí mismo, ¿dónde estaría yo?
If it wasn't for the grace and the mercy of God.
Si no fuera por la gracia y el amor del Señor, aleluya.
Anybody thankful for his grace and his mercy today?
¿Algún agradecido el día de hoy en la casa de Dios?
I'd like to give honor to Bishop Sutton.
Quiero honrar al obispo.
And Pastor Collins for all that they do.
Y al pastor por todo lo que hacen.
I just want to give honor to my beautiful wife.
Y honor a mi hermosa esposa.
And my two beautiful kids.
Y mis dos hijos hermosos.
I am truly a blessed man today.
Estoy realmente bendecido el día de hoy.
Anybody feel blessed in this house this morning?
¿Alguien más se siente bendecido en esta casa?
Amen. Let's dive into the word of God.
Vamos a meternos a la palabra del Señor.
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to start reading in verse 7. When you're there, say amen.
Dígalo con un amén cuando lo tenga.
And the scripture reads, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Look at your neighbor and say, God's grace is sufficient.
Ve a su vecino, diga, la gracia de Dios es suficiente.
For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Look at your neighbor and say that. When I am weak, then he's strong. Why don't you put your Bibles down and let's lift our voices to heaven all over this building. Somebody thank him today for what you've already felt in this house. Mighty God, we praise you. We bless your name, oh God. I pray that you move in this house today. Allow the Spirit of God to do the work that is has intended to do in this house. Anoint my lips as I preach your word today. Let everybody say in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Today I want to preach to you on this thought.
Hoy quiero predicarle de este Dios.
Don't blame the thorn.
No le eche la culpa al enfermo.
Don't blame the thorn.
No le eche la culpa a la espina.
The Apostle Paul wrote the book of 2 Corinthians.
El apóstol Pablo hizo el segundo libro de Corintios.
At a vulnerable time in his life.
En un tiempo que estaba vulnerable en su vida.
He had learned that the church in Corinth was struggling.
Aprendió que la iglesia estaba en agobiamiento.
And he sought to take action to preserve the unity of those bodies of believers.
Y tomó acciones para mantenerlo.
He wanted to encourage them and strengthen them.
Quería animarlos.
As they continued to grow in God.
Mientras seguían creciendo en el Señor.
Paul had heard that there were false teachers.
Pablo había oído profetas falsos.
Who have come to undermine the things of God.
Que habían venido sobre las cosas del Dios.
That he had already established in the church.
Que él ya había establecido en la iglesia.
In hearing this, Paul is compelled.
Y cuando Pablo oyó esto, le molestó.
To distinguish his ministry.
Pero quiso diferenciar su ministerio.
From those who disguise themselves as ministers of righteousness.
Con aquellos que se escondían, disfrazaban como ministros de justicia.
He gives the church in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Le da la iglesia en Corintios.
All the things that he endured to ensure that the things that he was teaching, he had also suffered for.
Todas las cosas que él estaba sufriendo se las dio a la iglesia.
Paul said this in explaining himself about the teachers against the false prophets.
Y explicó una vez más de los profetas y maestros falsos.
He would say, are they servants of Christ?
Digo, ¿son sirvientes de Dios?
He said, I am a better one.
Yo soy mejor.
He said, five times I received lashes by the hands of the Jews.
Cinco veces me azotaron los judíos.
He said, I was stoned.
Fui apedreado.
He said, I was shipwrecked.
Me naufragué.
I was in danger of robbers.
Estuve en peligro.
I was in danger of cities.
Peligro en las ciudades.
I was danger in the wilderness.
En el campo estuve en peligro.
And among the false brethren.
Y con los hermanos falsos.
I just want to stop right here and thank God for men and women of God who continue to preach and teach the gospel in this city.
Quiero pausar, reconocer a la gente que sigue predicando.
Under every circumstance.
Que en todas circunstancias siguen predicando.
You continue to preach the word of God.
Siguen predicando la palabra de Dios.
And be diligent in it.
Con fuerza.
Anybody thankful for Bible studies today?
¿Alguien está agradecido por estudio bíblico hoy?
Anybody thankful for the fivefold ministry today?
¿Alguien está agradecido por los ministerios?
Then Paul, he speaks about his experience.
Y Pablo habla de su experiencia.
14 years earlier, he had a vision from heaven.
14 años anteriormente tuvo una visión del cielo.
And he had heard things which cannot be told or uttered.
Y oyó cosas que no podía decir.
In verse 7, he said, to keep me from becoming conceited.
Dijo, quítame de ponerme sentido.
Because of the surpassing greatness of revelation.
Por lo que ha sido revelado a mí.
A thorn was given to me in the flesh.
Una aflicción me fue dada a mí.
A messenger of Satan.
Un mensajero de Satanás.
To harass me.
Para molestarme, angustiarme.
You see, many people have speculated on what the thorn was that Paul had.
Mucha gente disimula y piensa lo que era la angustia de Pablo.
Which he identified as a messenger of Satan.
Lo que él identificó como un mensajero de Satanás.
It may have represented some physical illness.
Quizá algo físicamente representaba.
Or some emotional distress.
O algo emocional que tenía él.
Or some mental distress.
O algo en la mente.
But the ambiguity of what the thorn was actually a good thing.
Pero lo que esa cosa era algo bueno.
If Paul would have specifically stated
Si Pablo hubiera específicamente dicho
what the identity of his thorn was,
que la identidad de su angustia era,
believers from following generations may have discarded his experience.
Creadores, seguidores de otras generaciones quizás no hubieran creído.
Because they were not afflicted with the same thing.
Porque no fueron afligidos con la misma angustia.
However, the people of God from succeeding generations,
pero la gente del Señor de otras generaciones,
have benefited,
se han beneficiado,
by his reference to the thorn,
por su referencia a su aguijón,
while applying it to their specific problems.
Mientras lo aplican a sus problemas personales,
the thorn of which Paul speaks,
la angustia que Pablo habla,
gives us understanding of God's perspective concerning infirmities.
Nos da entendimiento la perspectiva del Señor.
You see, we can read the scripture and apply the meaning of it to our lives.
Podemos leer la palabra y aplicarla a nuestra vida.
And that's a good thing.
Y eso es bueno.
But we need to see the scripture in the whole context of the word of God.
Tenemos que ver la palabra en el contexto de Dios.
God wants Paul to know.
Dios quiere que Pablo sepa.
God wants you to know.
Dios quiere que usted conozca.
That this concept is bigger than just your situation.
Este concepto es más grande que tu situación. Aleluya.
In the whole context of God, Paul is not just about your pain.
En todo el contexto de Dios, no es simplemente de
it's
Pablo.
Not just about my pain.
No es de mi dolor.
It's not just about my struggles.
No es de lo que yo estoy sufriendo.
But what is God trying to show me through my adversity?
Pero qué quiere Dios enseñarme por medio de mi angustia.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I think it's important to highlight the thorn plays a bigger role than what we see with
es
Paul.
Es importante ver el aguijón de Pablo.
If you look at the story of Adam and Eve,
viendo la historia de Adán y Eva,
after the fall,
después de que cayeron,
and this is in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 14.
Génesis 3.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between the woman and between thy seed and her seed, and he shall bruise thy head, he shall bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And Adam said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Amen. And thorns. Look at your neighbor and say thorns.
Diga espinas.
Also, and thistles. Look at your neighbor and say thistles.
Dígale espinas.
Shall it bring forth.
Traerá la tierra.
And shall eat of the herb of the field. And the sweat of thy face shall eat the bread till thou return to the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. You see, sin brings its own curse because it separates us from God.
El pecado trae su peso porque nos separa de Dios.
But God also cursed the ground.
Pero Dios también maldijo el suelo.
That it would bring forth thorns and thistles as man told in it.
Que trajera escornios y espinas como el
hombre. And worked in it.
Y para que el hombre trabajara en él.
These thorns represent the hardships we go through in life dealing with the devastating effects of sin.
Estas espinas representan lo que sufrimos en la vida. Aleluya.
But I'm glad God had a plan from the beginning.
Pero Dios tuvo un plan desde el principio.
The scripture said that the lamb was slain from the foundation of the world.
Dice la escritura que la oveja fue.
He prophesied that the seed of the woman was going to bruise the head of the serpent.
Aleluya.
This is a messianic prophecy.
Es una profecía mesiática.
Foretelling the coming of Jesus.
Que dice de Jesús que viene.
And foreshadows the future redemption and victory over sin.
La redención en el futuro, la victoria sobre el pecado.
If you're in this place today and you're not in covenant with God, you don't have to deal with the thorns of life without God.
Si estás el día de hoy, no tienes que lidiar con las espinas.
You don't have to deal with the thorns by yourself.
No esté solo con las espinas.
Anybody thankful for the promise of God today?
¿Alguien está contento por la promesa
you
de Dios
don't have
hoy?
To deal with the chaos by yourself. You don't have to deal with the curse by yourself, but you can allow the grace of God to work in your life.
No estás solo en esta maldición, no estás solo, estás con Dios, aleluya.
You don't have to deal with bearing the weight without God.
No tienes que cargar el peso sin Dios.
And we see Adam and Eve's response when they disobeyed God. They tried to clothe themselves with fig leaves.
Y vemos como Adán y Eva se quisieron cubrir su desnudez.
Because they knew that they had displeased God.
Porque sabían que estaban contra lo que hizo Dios.
And I'm telling you here today, when you are far away from God, you don't have to hide yourself. Hallelujah. Today, even now, God is compelling and God is drawing you in this house. You don't have to deal with the weight of the thorn by yourself. God is here. God is here to meet you right where you are. If you just respond to the Spirit of God that is in this place today.
El día de hoy, ven. Si estás lejos del camino de Dios y en pecado, no te escondas. Ven al Señor el día de hoy.
You see, our world is choosing to live with the thorn without God.
El mundo escoge vivir con la angustia sin Dios.
They're trying to deal with the devastating effects of sin without the grace and mercy of God on their lives.
Quieren tratar con las consecuencias del pecado sin Dios en su vida.
See, this generation that we're living in, it reminds me, and Paul talked about this in Romans chapter 1.
Esta generación me recuerda a la que Pablo habló en Romanos.
When he said, when they knew God,
conocían a Dios,
they glorified him not as God.
No lo glorificaron como Dios.
Neither were they thankful,
ni estuvieron agradecidos,
but became vain in their imaginations.
Pero fueron vanos en su imaginación,
and their foolish heart was darkened.
Y su corazón estaba oscuro,
professing themselves to be wise.
Profesaban decir que eran sabios.
They became fools.
Pero fueron ignorantes.
We live in a godless generation today.
Una generación que no tiene a Dios.
That is not only indifferent to the things of God.
Que es indiferente a las cosas de Dios.
But are beginning to disregard it altogether.
Y empiezan a quitarlo de nuestras vidas.
And because of this, the scripture says.
Y por eso dice la escritura.
That God gave them over to a reprobate mind.
Que Dios los entregó una mente reprobada.
To do those things which are not convenient.
Para hacer esas cosas que no son de Dios.
They don't have an answer.
No tienen respuesta.
They're living in chaos.
Viven en miedo.
They're trying to deal with the thorn of life without the mercy and grace of God.
Quieren vivir con la angustia de la vida sin la misericordia de Dios.
But I'm here today that there's a deliverer in this house.
Pero el día de hoy hay un libertador
there's
en esta
a restorer
casa.
In this house.
Hay alguien que restaura.
If you're under the sound of my voice, God is calling you right now.
Si escuchas la voz del predicador, Dios
God
te está
is compelling
llamando.
You right now.
Te está buscando.
You're not here today by accident.
No estás aquí de accidente.
You don't
el día de
have
hoy.
To live with that thorn by yourself.
No tienes que vivir con esa
but
angustia.
The grace of God is available for you today.
La gracia de Dios está el día de hoy para ti. Aleluya.
The prophet is speaking to Israel in Isaiah chapter 28.
El profeta hablaba Israel en Isaías.
In 17, he says, judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. He's talking about the judgment of God coming to those who are not under the government of God.
Está hablando del juicio que vendrá sobre aquellos que no están cubiertos por el Señor.
And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it.
Hallelujah.
From time that goeth forth, it shall take you. From morning by morning, it shall pass over, and by day and by night. It shall be a vexation only to understand the report. And he said it like this. Trying to live with the thorn. Trying to live without the covering of God.
Sin la cobertura de Dios.
He said it's like being in a bed that's too short.
Es como estar una cama que está corta.
It's like having a cover and you can't fully wrap yourself in it.
Como tener una cobija y no poder envolverte.
I need God today.
Yo necesito a Dios el día de hoy. Aleluya.
I cannot live this life without God
no
today.
Puedo vivir sin Dios esta vida.
I need His Spirit today.
Necesito su espíritu hoy.
I need His mercy today.
Su misericordia hoy.
God, whatever you're doing in this season,
oh, lo que hagas esta temporada, Dios,
don't do it without me.
No lo hagas sin mí, Señor.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody lift their hands all over this building
levante
right
sus
now.
Manos, hallelujah.
If you got the Holy Ghost, why don't you let that heavenly language flow?
Si está lleno el espíritu,
God,
déjalo,
I need your spirit
corra.
Today. God, I need your mercy today.
Tu misericordia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Dios, te alabamos, Dios.
God understood and knew.
Dios entendía y sabía.
What man would go through.
Lo que el hombre iba a pasar.
That's why the scripture says, while we were yet sinners.
Por eso dice la escritura, desde antes que éramos pecadores.
Christ died for me.
Cristo murió por mí.
Christ died for you.
Cristo murió por usted.
Even in my broken and fallen state.
Aun cuando estaba tirado y quebrado.
He saw fit to save me.
Él vio salvarme.
He saw fit to save my soul.
Quiso salvar mi alma.
God is a long-suffering God.
Dios ha sufrido solo.
Scripture says, just like in the days of Noah.
Como en los tiempos de Noé.
Are you trying to get it right?
Agárrelo correcto.
Why are you trying to find your way?
Mientras buscas el camino.
God waited.
Dios esperó.
Today is another opportunity for you to get it right.
Hoy es una oportunidad más.
Today is another opportunity for you to find God in this place.
Busca
today.
A Dios el día de hoy en esta casa.
In Genesis chapter 22.
Génesis capítulo 22.
God tempts Abraham to sacrifice his son.
Dios habla con Abraham de sacrificar a su hijo.
And they make their way up the mountain.
Y caminan hacia la montaña.
And Abraham builds the altar.
Y Abraham construye el altar.
And he binds up his son.
Y amarra a su hijo.
And he begins to raise his hand.
Y levanta su mano.
To slay Isaac.
Para matar a su hijo.
Then the angel of the Lord says, stop.
Llega un ángel y dice, para.
He says, lay not thy hand upon the lad.
No pongas tu mano sobre el muchacho.
Neither do anything unto him.
Y no lo lastimes.
For now I know that thou fearest God.
Porque ahora sé que temes a Dios.
Seeing thou hast not withheld thy son.
Y Dios ha salvado a tu hijo.
Thine only son from me.
Tu único hijo.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes.
Y Abraham levantó la vista.
And looked.
Y vio.
And beheld a ram caught in the thicket.
Y un carnero ahí escondido en los cuernos.
Look at your neighbor and say, the thicket.
Diga, en el matorral.
By his horns.
Por sus cuernos.
And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up a burnt sacrifice instead of his son.
Y Abraham tomó el carnero, lo sacrificó en vez de su hijo.
You see, this is typology of what the lamb would do for us.
Eso significa como el cordero haría por nosotros.
The lamb being caught up in the affairs and the thorns of life.
El cordero atorado en las espinas
de
la vida.
The prophetic power of this verse.
La profecía profética de este versículo.
Is that God became flesh.
Que Dios se hizo carne.
And became the lamb for us.
Se hizo el cordero para nosotros.
Point to yourself for me.
Por mí.
And we see the life of Jesus being prophesied in Isaiah chapter 53.
Vemos la vida de Jesús siendo profetizada en Isaías.
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, yet we esteem him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes are ye healed today? All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. God knew the things that he would God knew the things he would suffer for my sake.
Yo sabía lo que él sufría por mí.
Then we see in Genesis chapter 27,
Genesis, versículo 27,
they had planted the crown of thorns.
La corona de espinas.
They put it upon his head.
En su cabeza.
And they put a reed in his right hand.
Una vara en su mano derecha.
And they bowed before him.
Y doblaban su rodilla delante de él.
And mocked him.
Y se burlaban de él.
The crown was a symbol of the curse.
La corona de espinas simbolizaba el curso.
And he endured the curse for my sins.
Él tuvo esa maldición por mí, pecados.
By doing this, we have access to the Spirit.
Pero por ello tenemos acceso al Espíritu.
By doing this, we have access to the grace of God.
Tenemos acceso a la gracia de Dios.
Anybody thankful for that today?
¿Alguien está agradecido el día de hoy? Hallelujah. Preach it, brother. Preach it.
Matthew chapter 11 says this: Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Scripture says, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest. Look at your neighbor, say rest.
Diga descanso a su vecino, descanso.
For your weary soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isaiah chapter 28, it prophesies of what the rest will be. For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people, for whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. See, what you've been feeling in this room today, what you've been feeling in this sanctuary today,
lo que has sentido en el santuario el día de hoy,
it's the Spirit of God,
es el Espíritu de Dios,
compelling you,
diciéndote,
saying you don't have to live with the thorn by yourself.
No tienes que vivir con la angustia.
I died so that you can live.
Yo ya morí para que tú vivas.
I died so that you can have life more abundantly.
Morí para que tengas vida y vida en abundancia. Hallelujah.
Then in Acts,
y en Hechos,
Paul, after they received the Holy Ghost in the upper room,
después de que recibieron el Espíritu Santo en el aposento alto,
and many have gathered there in front,
muchos habían juntado enfrente,
and he said in Acts chapter 2 and verse 16,
y les dijo Pablo,
but this is what this thing that you're seeing right now,
esto que están viendo ahorita,
this is
esto,
that,
es aquello.
That was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Que Joel profetizó.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams, and on my servants and handmaids will I pour out of those days of my spirit. See, it's going to be for the lowest among us, and it's going to be for the greatest among us.
A los más grandes de nosotros.
Anybody thankful for the Holy Ghost today?
¿Alguien está contento por
el Espíritu
Santo?
It is available for you.
Está
you can have access to it. You can have the gift of God living on the inside
hoy.
Of you today.
El día de hoy reciba el Espíritu.
It gives you rest.
Te da descanso.
It gives you peace.
Te da paz.
It gives you the power to live with the thorn, the curse of sin.
El poder de vivir con la angustia.
Bible says it like this: For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but is righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
See, it gives us peace to deal with the thorns. It gives us peace and power to deal with the affairs and the curse of sins.
Nos da poder para poder vivir la vida y poder y paz. Aleluya.
That's why it's important to have a prayer life, people.
Pero es importante tener oración, gente.
It's important that you pray in the Holy Ghost.
Que tú ores en el Espíritu.
You need to have that well springing up in your life every day.
Todos los días de tu vida.
You need to have those waters spring up out of your soul every day.
Saca esas palabras de tu,
when
todos
I wake
días.
Up in the morning, I need to speak in tongues.
En la mañana.
When I'm at work, I need to speak in tongues.
En la tarde.
When I get home, I need to speak in tongues.
Cuando llegue de la casa,
when I greet my family, I need to speak in tongues.
Aleluya.
When I'm dealing with adversity, I need to speak in tongues.
En la adversidad.
Whatever I'm doing.
No importa lo que haga.
I need the Spirit of God in my life.
Necesito el Espíritu de Dios en mi vida. Hallelujah.
The scripture says, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Amen. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself, it gives intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Aleluya, el Espíritu intercede por nosotros.
Has anybody ever felt that?
Nunca ha tenido un dolor.
When you just don't know what to pray for.
Que no sabe cómo orar.
You fall down on your face.
Te caes en la cara.
And you begin to speak in tongues.
Y te acabas de dar nuevas lenguas.
And you begin to say, oh God, I need your spirit.
Dios, te necesito.
Oh God, I need you to help me today.
Ayúdame, Dios, hoy.
Because I don't have an answer.
Porque no tengo la respuesta.
But I know your spirit has an answer for me today.
Pero sé que tu espíritu tiene toda respuesta el día de hoy.
You need to have a prayer life.
Necesitas una vida de adoración.
Because prayer, it orients me.
Porque la oración me orienta.
Prayer, it heals.
La oración sana.
Sometimes you're dealing with things in your life.
A veces hay cosas en nuestra vida.
And it takes an emotional toll.
Y nos jala emocionalmente.
And the scars of sin are weighing on you.
Y nos dejan llagas del pecado.
The Spirit can come in and heal those things.
Pero el Espíritu viene y sana esas cosas.
The Spirit can come in and give you clarity.
Nos da claridad.
You may say, why am I going through this?
¿Por qué estoy yo sobre esto ahorita?
The Spirit can help with that.
El Espíritu ayuda con eso.
The Spirit can help with the thorn.
Ayuda con las espinas.
The Spirit can help with those things you are struggling with.
Con esas cosas que estamos batallando.
You know another thing that prayer does?
¿Sabe una cosa más que hace la oración?
Prayer causes me to see the situation as God sees it.
Con la oración veo la situación por los ojos de Dios.
I may be dealing with something and I may pray for deliverance.
Quizá tenga algo, estoy orando por liberación.
And God causes me to see the thing that I'm going through the way that he sees it.
Y Dios hace que la vea a su manera.
You see, Paul has been dealing with a thorn for a long time.
Pablo tenía un aguijón por mucho tiempo.
And a messenger of Satan has been there in his ear talking.
El mensajero de Satanás estaba en su oído hablando.
Trying to undermine what God already was doing with Paul.
Tratando de borrar lo que estaba el Señor haciendo.
This thorn was tormenting him to the point that it said three times he besought the Lord for deliverance.
Tres veces oró al Señor porque lo estaba atormentando.
And I believe in Paul's mind he saw it only going two ways.
Yo lo pensaba en su mente, nomás lo vio de dos maneras.
The Lord could remove it.
Dios lo puede quitar.
And Paul could go on with his ministry.
Y puedo seguir con el ministerio.
Or Paul could leave the thorn.
O puedo dejar la angustia ahí.
Or God can leave the thorn.
O Dios puede dejar ahí el espino.
And Paul would be forever crippled.
Y por siempre estaría dolido.
And slow down in his life and in his ministry.
Y espacio en mi vida y en mi ministerio.
But the Lord responded with a third option.
Pero el Señor respondió con una tercera opción.
He said, leave the thorn.
Dijo, deja la espina.
And I'll give him grace.
Y yo te daré gracia.
See, God's response is that his grace, look at your neighbor and say, his grace,
diga su vecino, su gracia,
is sufficient for thee.
Es suficiente para mí.
In human weakness,
en la debilidad humana,
is God's strength made powerful.
Está la fuerza de Dios se magnifica. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, we know that grace, the definition is the unmerited favor of God.
Sabemos que la gracia es un favor no merecido.
But I believe it is more than that.
Pero creo que es más que eso.
It is the impetus.
Es la empatía.
To succeed.
Para sobresalir.
In doing the will of God.
En hacer la voluntad de Dios.
It is the covering.
Es lo que cubre.
That God gives you
que Dios nos da
to succeed
para sobresalir
in doing his will.
En hacer su voluntad. Hallelujah.
You say, why am I dealing with this? Why won't this thing go away?
Dijo, ¿por qué no se va esto? Porque estoy sufriendo.
God's grace is sufficient.
La gracia de Dios es suficiente.
With the Holy Ghost.
Con el Espíritu de Dios.
God has given you everything you need to succeed in this world.
Dios te ha dado todo para salir de esta vida. Aleluya. Aleluya.
Come on, somebody lift up a voice right now.
Alguien levante su voz el día de hoy, aleluya.
Come on, somebody pray to God right now.
Alguien adore al Señor esta tarde.
God, I need your spirit. God, I need your grace to cover me in this house today. Oh, come on, somebody really pray right now. I believe the Holy Ghost is talking in this place.
Abre lenguas, adore al Señor. Levante sus manos, conéctese con el Señor en el Espíritu. Aleluya.
There are people under the sound of my voice.
Hay gente que está escuchando mi voz el día de hoy.
That have dealt with the devastating effects of sin.
Que ha tenido sufrimiento del pecado.
You have scars.
Tienes
whether physical,
físicas,
emotional,
emocionales,
mental,
en la mente.
And you feel that if God would just remove it,
y piensa, si Dios las quitara de mí,
you can be effective in your life.
Sería efectivo en mi vida.
And in the kingdom of God.
Y en el reino de Dios.
And the messenger of Satan has been in your ear.
Y el mensajero del diablo estaba en tu oído.
Has used your past.
Con tu pasado.
And your scars to hinder you.
Y tus heridas.
I know what it's like.
Yo sé lo que es eso.
To deal with physical ailments in my body.
Tener sufrimiento físico en mi cuerpo.
And laying in my bed at 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
Y estar en la cama en madrugada 3 de la mañana.
Thinking I would die.
Pensando que iba a morir.
And the devil in my ear.
Y el diablo en mi oído.
Saying that I'm going to kill you.
Te voy a decir, te voy a matar. Aleluya.
I know what it's like.
Yo sé lo que es.
To have the effects of sin on your life.
Tener los efectos del pecado en mi vida.
Where you feel like it diminishes your self-esteem.
Donde te pone a dormir.
I know what it's like.
Yo sé lo que es.
To sometimes feel.
A veces sentir.
That people don't love you.
Que la gente no te ama.
And you toil with it.
Y lo cargas contigo.
And you deal with it.
Y lo sobrepasas.
As you try to do the work of the kingdom of God.
Y trata de hacer lo bueno para el reino de Dios.
As you try to deal with the affairs and thorns of life.
Y quieres sanar las espinas de la vida.
And the messenger of Satan is there just talking to you.
Y está el mensajero nomás hablando en tu oído.
Trying to distract you for what God wants to do in your life.
Tratando de distraer tu vida.
You see, oftentimes the worst thing about pain.
Muchas veces lo peor del dolor.
Is not the pain itself.
No es el dolor mismo.
But the message.
Pero el mensaje.
That the pain brings.
Que trae el dolor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And sometimes you get over those things for a season.
Por temporada sobre.
But the messenger comes back and he talks again.
Pero vuelve el mensajero a hablar otra vez.
And you're probably not dealing with that pain still.
Y sigues con ese dolor aún.
But you're dealing with the message that the pain brings.
Y estás lidiando con el mensaje que trae.
And it hinders you.
Te lastima.
Season after season.
Temporada después de temporada.
Year after year.
Año tras año.
You deal with it.
Sigues con eso.
But I'm here to tell you today.
Pero el día de hoy te voy a decir
the devil is a liar.
El diablo es un mentiroso.
And he is the father of lies.
Es el padre de toda mentira.
Listen to me, you don't have to deal with the shame.
Escuche, no tienes que tener
you don't
eso.
Have to deal with the fear.
No tenga miedo.
Allow the grace of God to do a work in your life today.
Permita que la gracia de Dios.
Allow the Spirit to do a work in you today.
Permita que el Espíritu el día de hoy trabaje en su vida.
He's moving.
Se está moviendo.
He's healing.
Está sanando.
He's restoring.
Está restaurando el día de hoy.
As we read with Paul.
Cuando leemos con Pablo.
Sometimes God doesn't remove the pain.
A veces Dios no quita el dolor.
But he lets the grace of God be sufficient for you.
Pero pone la gracia de Dios sobre nosotros.
But you know what I found to help remedy the pain?
Pero sabe usted que encontré yo que remedie
the number one thing is prayer.
Oración.
You need to be faithful in your prayer life.
Tienes que ser fiel en tu vida
orando. You need to be diligent in speaking in tongues.
Hablando lenguas.
Because it gives you the power to overcome the thorn.
Porque te da el poder sobresalir.
But the thing I found that can help you outside of prayer
pero afuera de la oración, lo que encontré yo que me ayuda,
is that you find someone who is hurting.
que encuentre a alguien que está también doliendo.
And you minister to them.
Y tú ministras a ellos.
If you need a healing in your body,
necesitas sanidad en tu cuerpo.
Find somebody who needs a healing.
Busca alguien que tiene necesidad también.
And pray for them.
Y ora por ellos. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Listen, if you had a difficult childhood,
si tuvo una niñez dura,
find a young person who is in trouble and comfort them.
Busca un joven que tenga problemas, está con él.
If you have emotional toll because of a father,
si tienes algo emocionado por un padre,
find somebody.
Busca a alguien.
And be a good father to
them. Y sea un buen padre para ellos.
If you are dealing with emotional scars because of a mother,
si tienes emociones por una madre que te faltó,
find somebody.
Busca a alguien.
And be a good mother
to them. Y sea una buena madre hacia ellos.
Because God allows us,
porque Dios lo permite,
to deal with some things,
poder tener cosas,
for His purpose,
para el propósito de él. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I said, God sometimes allow us to deal with things.
Dice, a veces Dios deja cosas en nosotros para tenerlas,
for His purpose,
para el propósito de él. Hallelujah.
You see, Paul had experienced many things outside of the thorn.
Pablo tenía muchas experiencias afuera de la angustia.
Yet God used him mightily for the furtherance of the kingdom.
Pero Dios lo usó de una manera grande.
Because at the end of the day,
porque al final del día,
it is about the Missio Dei.
Se trata del día mesiánico.
It is about the mission of God.
Es la misión de Dios.
What is God trying to accomplish through my adversity?
¿Qué quiere Dios agarrar por medio de mi angustia?
Because His ways are above my ways.
Porque la manera de él es más grande que mis maneras.
And His thoughts,
y sus pensamientos,
they are way, way, way above our thoughts.
Sobrepasan mis pensamientos. Aleluya.
I think about Sister Beth Bouse.
Me acuerdo la hermana Sister Beth.
She came and ministered here for the marriage retreat.
Ella vino y estuvo aquí para los casados.
And she preached to us too.
Y predicó también.
And she talked about how she dealt with physical, emotional, and sexual abuse as a kid.
Y habló de todo lo que sufrió sexualmente, emocionalmente, su cuerpo como niña.
And God saved her and filled her with the Holy Ghost.
Pero Dios la salvó, la llenó el Espíritu Santo.
But in that, she said she still deals with the pain of her childhood.
Pero mediante eso aún sigue con el dolor a veces de su niñez.
And those voices in her head would continue to talk even though she was doing the things of God. She was involved in ministry and doing those things in her local church.
Y aunque estaba involucrada en la iglesia del ministerio, aún la voz venía a ella de su pasado.
And the messenger would come and bring up those things again.
Y venía el mensajero con esas cosas.
And that pain would flare up.
Y ese dolor volvía a prenderse.
But she said, God would always remind me,
pero Dios siempre le recordaba,
that His grace,
que su gracia es suficiente. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Even though the worst things that could possibly happen,
aunque pase lo peor en tu vida,
to a kid,
a un niño,
trying to grow up,
tratando de crecer,
when God gave her the Holy Ghost,
cuando Dios la llenó con el Espíritu
Santo,
He said
that my grace was sufficient.
Él dijo, basta mi gracia. Hallelujah.
And now today,
y el día de hoy,
in California,
en California,
she has an opportunity to minister to the broken.
Tiene una oportunidad de ministrar al que está perdido.
She is a licensed marriage and family counselor.
Es una licenciada.
And as people would come into her office,
y cuando la gente viene a su oficina,
broken,
quebrados,
scarred,
con rasgas,
dealing with the affairs and the effects of the thorn and the curse,
con dolor en las espinas,
she allowed the Holy Ghost,
ella permite que el Espíritu Santo,
to help her,
la ayude a ella,
by helping them,
para ayudar a otros. Hallelujah.
When somebody comes in broken to that practice,
cuando alguien viene quebrado,
she can say, I know exactly how you feel.
Yo sé cómo te sientes.
I've been through those same dark times.
He estado ahí varias veces.
But let me tell you about the Spirit of God.
Pero déjate digo el Espíritu
how
de
it can
Dios
do wonders in your life.
Hasta maravillas.
Let me tell you about the grace and the mercies of God.
La gracia y amor de
and
Dios.
How if you allow that Spirit to move through your life,
y el Espíritu se mueve
God
en tu vida,
can allow you to live with the thorn.
Dios te permite que vivas
así. I'm
telling
somebody today, don't blame the thorn.
No le eches la culpa a la espina.
Don't blame the things that you are going through.
No le eches la culpa a la situación.
Because God is going to do something great.
Porque Dios va a hacer algo grande.
Through your adversity.
Por tu adversidad.
Come on, somebody clap your hands and give
alguien
God praise.
Al Señor. Alguien levanta sus manos en el templo el día de hoy. Alguien adora al Señor. Aleluya.
Come on, you don't have to march to the drumbeat of the world.
No tiene que ir al ritmo del mundo.
You don't have to live a life without God.
No tiene que vivir una vida sin Dios.
Because whether you like it or not,
porque te guste o no te guste,
the curse is still there.
La maldición sigue ahí.
Sometimes God doesn't remove those thorns.
A veces Dios no quita esos espinos.
But he gives us everything that we need.
Pero nos da todo lo que necesitas.
To be triumphant in it.
Para triunfar en medio del des.
The words that you speak.
Las palabras que tú hablas.
Have power.
Tienen poder.
When the enemy is coming against you.
Cuando venga el enemigo en contra de ti.
And begin to talk to you.
Te empieza a hablar.
In that moment.
En ese momento.
You just need to talk about the goodness of God.
Habla las cosas buenas de Dios.
And do like Jesus did with Peter.
Ya le como hizo con Pedro.
And say, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
Digo, te reprendo, Satanás.
I know what you're talking is not true.
Sé que lo que estás hablando no es cierto.
Because I am made in the image of God.
Oh, aleluya.
And I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Oh, porque estoy hecho con Dios.
And God desires to have a relationship with me.
Dios quiere una relación conmigo.
God desires to do business with me.
Dios quiere negociar conmigo.
God loves me.
Dios me ama.
And he wants nothing more for me.
Y no quiere nada más para mí.
Than for me to succeed.
Que yo salga, sobresalga.
See, you can live
Puedes
with your thorn today.
Con una espina el día de hoy.
You can live with whatever you're going through today.
Puedes vivir con cualquier cosa que tengas el día de hoy.
And maybe God won't take it away.
Y quizás Dios no la quite.
But the thorn will not destroy you.
Pero esa espina no te va a destruir.
In fact,
amen.
As you allow that thing to serve its intended purpose,
permite que esa espina tenga su propósito en tu vida.
You may experience God like you never have before.
Quizá experimentes la gloria de Dios como nunca antes en tu vida.
I said you will experience God.
Dijo sentirás
like
la presencia de Dios
have before.
Como nunca antes en tu vida.
Paul says in verse 9 of our opening text.
Dijo Pablo.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Hallelujah.
God, whatever you're doing in the season.
Lo que hagas en la temporada, Dios.
Don't do it without me.
No lo hagas sin mí, Dios.
Allow your spirit to work in my life.
Permite que tu espíritu esté en mi vida.
Allow it to do its intended work.
Que haga lo que tiene para mi vida, Señor.
That the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Que el poder de Cristo esté sobre mí.
And he said, therefore I take pleasure.
Me tuvo placer, dijo.
In infirmities.
Enfermedades.
In reproaches,
en reprochos,
in necessities,
necesidades,
in persecutions,
persecuciones,
in distresses, for Christ's sake. It's about the mission of God.
Amen. Amen.
For when I am weak,
pero cuando soy débil,
then I am strong.
En él soy fuerte.
Brother Stephen talked about this at marriage retreat.
Hermano Stephen habló de esto.
And he made an observation that really stood out to me.
Hizo una observación que llamó mi atención.
The scripture says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong."
Porque soy débil, soy fuerte.
But he added just variation to that.
Pero le metió una variación pequeña.
He added, "Where I am weak."
Él dijo, "¿En dónde estoy débil?"
Then he is strong.
Entonces él está fuerte.
See, there are some areas in my life that need a lot of work.
Hay áreas en mi vida que necesitan trabajo.
Can anybody testify to that?
¿Alguien más? ¿Alguien aquí tiene también lo mismo? Aleluya.
Sometimes we have some blind spots.
A veces no podemos ver ciertas partes de nuestra vida.
Sometimes that thorn hurts.
A veces la espina duele.
And people see it in us.
Y la gente la ve en nosotros.
And God sees it in us.
Y Dios la ve en nosotros.
But I'm glad the grace of God is available.
Pero gracias a Dios por su misericordia el día de hoy.
That where I am weak,
que donde yo estoy débil,
when I just can't seem to get it right,
cuando no puedo agarrar las cosas correctas y verlas
when
bien,
I'm limping in the service, Or when I'm dealing with certain people,
tratando con cierta gente,
and that thorn begins to show,
y me empieza a oler el espino,
the grace of God can cover that thorn.
La gracia de Dios cubre todo. Aleluya.
Where I am weak, He is strong.
En donde soy débil, Él es fuerte.
I want to open this altar today.
El altar está abierto el día de hoy. Pase.
For anybody who would love to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost today,
cualquiera que quiera recibir el Espíritu Santo el día de hoy,
you don't have to deal with the curse of sin all by yourself.
No cargue con la maldición del pecado solo usted.
You can allow the grace of God to cover you in this house today.
La gracia de Dios puede cubrirlo el día de hoy.
You can be filled with His Spirit today.
Puede ser llenado con su Espíritu el día de hoy.
And allow that mercy to get in.
Permita que la misericordia se meta.
And fix where I am weak.
Y arregle donde soy débil yo.
Come on, why don't you stand all over this building right now?
Póngase de pie, por favor, levántese.
And why don't you make your way to this altar? Why don't you find somebody to pray with?
Busque a alguien con quien orar.
Come on, if you're feeling weak in this house,
si se siente débil en la casa este día,
allow God to move on your situation.
Permita que Dios se mueva tu situación.
If you're feeling distressed in this house,
si tiene algo que está molestando el día de hoy,
know that God's power will be made strong through your adversity.
El poder de Dios lo va a hacer fuerte el día de hoy.
Come on, let's all pray together in this
todos
house right
oremos
now.
Juntos todos. Aleluya.
Don't blame the thorn today. God is here to meet you. God can help you as you deal with that adversity. God is here to help you.
Dios está aquí el día de hoy. Quiere trabajar con tu vida. Quiere ayudarte en tu debilidad. Dios quiere moverte. Permite que su gracia esté.
Your goodness is running out.
Ghost. We have some that are going to be baptized. If you would go ahead and get them prepped, we're going to put them down in the water in the name of Jesus. Come on, everybody, find somebody to link up with. The Holy Ghost is working. The Holy Ghost is working. The Holy Ghost is working. Ministry's happening all over the house right now. It's happening all over the house. Make it cloud up and rain. Find somebody to link up with. Find somebody to minister to.
Your goodness is running after me.
It's running after me.
Oh, it's
your goodness, Jesus.
Your goodness is running after me.
It's running after me.
I give you everything.